Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here. We're glad to have you with us. We've got a great concluding four-part series on falling away. And you are going to be blessed if you believe in truth. You see, one of the things that we fell away from in the last days is truth. Now, remember what the Bible said, you shall know the truth. Did you know that 99% of the people today do not have any idea of what truth is? Did you know that Pilate asked the question to the Messiah, who opened not his mouth in response, by the way? You know why? Because you've got to be worthy of truth. Truth is something so precious. It is the dividing of the asunder, of putting away of everything that is not important in this life and pursuing something that is. Let me tell you something right now, up front. No holds barred in this message tonight is going to be, now listen to me real carefully, I'm serious, because I've given a lot of study over the last 50 years into the Word of God. I have prayed, and I have fasted, and I have sought truth. And the more truth I sought, the more truth I got. The Bible said, sin asks for the old path. And when you find it, walk in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the straight and narrow way. It's the clean way. Nothing unclean now is going to walk on the truth pike to heaven. It's a turnpike. One way. You can turn back. But the Bible says, remember Lot's wife. I want to ask you a serious question, guys. What's in the name? That's going to be the title message of falling away, our subject in depth tonight. This is concluding part four of falling away. If you'd like to have the complete series of falling away, then just write to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. And we'd be glad to send this series out to you. Now, I'll give it to you, the address, where you can write or call tonight after the program, Yahweh willing. Now, let me begin by going into what's in a name. Now, there's a lot more in a name than you might realize. And you probably know that your last name and those of all your grandparents reflect the country or countries that your ancestors came from. Now, did you know that? That your last name, if it's properly applied, will give those who listen or hear your last name, it will give away the country that your ancestors come from. That's very important. I want you to remember that. So, geographical regions and areas will bear a lot about what your name is. Now, a lot of people have adopted out of family. Now, we're going to talk about in family name. We're going to get it down to where I believe this will be the most important message that you've ever heard concerning the importance of a name. Family names often reveal much more than that, and that's what I'm going to talk about. And you can tell by the name of your last name, the specific town or region that your ancestors came from, their occupations, and something about their personalities. It's hard to imagine life without a last name. I want you to remember, I said last name. Remember this, the last shall be first. How we have taken on first names is quite an adventure of information. And I'll just be brief with you tonight and outline, because I've got a lot of text to give you tonight. You need to record this message. If you're not going to order it from Pastor Buddy, you need to record it. It could be the most important. It could be life-saving for you, because it's going to be very important for you to have the last name. This last name is a heavenly family name. Last names or surnames haven't always been around. Don't know where you knew that now. For most of human history, people lived in communities or very small populations, and you know we've expanded. And the last names simply weren't needed. But eventually, towns grew into cities, and with many times the number of people living there before, plus people began naming their children after famous religious or historical figures, rather than giving them unique names as they had in the past. The result? Lots of people with a name or a name and lots of confusion. Well, that's what's going on today in the religious world. We got preachers, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and so on that will preach any name under heaven and preach all around the true name that it takes for you to get into heaven. Now, remember what I said there very carefully. Name the only name. Acts 4:11-12, there's salvation in no other name. So name's going to be very important, particularly the name above every name. Now, I want you to remember that. Neither is there salvation. Everybody's preaching a salvational name to go to heaven. In other words, if you believe some of these preachers today, and a very sad thing about it, some of our holy books have been altered and changed right under our nose, and we will not wake up and smell the coffee of how that the enemy, and the Bible warns us that people could add to or take from the book. That's Revelations 22. And people have. And it's so sad. But in the Old Testament, where it's almost impossible to alter or take from because of the advent of the Dead Sea Scrolls and other historical documents that will give you plain, pure, and true the name that, if you value the Old Testament, and I want you to really think about it. There is some things in the Old Testament that's been altered a little bit, but and for most of the Old Testament, for instance, we know by the Dead Sea Scrolls that the book of Isaiah, now the word Isaiah is Yahweh is my mighty one, Jeremiah. So we could go on, Micah-yah. Ezekiel, We could go on and on with these names, and you see most of the prophets of the Old Testament used the last part in their name of the God that they called on, or the God whose name they represented. It's very important for you to change your name. Now, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, you just got through giving us an important statement that our names are very important. Well, they are. But we're talking about being born into a family that has a unique name. Now, you're going to see a lot of Jesus's and Jesus's and Jesus's running around in the earth. But I have yet to know of anybody that would dare blaspheme and dishonor the name of Yahweh by giving their children in the physical realm the name of the most honored God of the universe, Yahweh. Now, to disrespect this name, we're going to get into the consequences of disrespect, putting away, failure to use, and things of this nature, of the only name that's got salvation. The only one. Now, we're not talking about other names to give you a multiple choice. This is not a multiple choice question here of what's in a name. I didn't say names. I said a name. Out of necessity, people began to find new ways to identify each other as the population grew. Robert, whose father's name is John, might eventually be called Robert Johnson or Yokohana or Yokohana, John's son. So Robert Johnson. Richard, who works as a tailor, could eventually become known in the community as Richard Taylor. You see what I'm talking about? And these are how these names begin to come into being out of necessity. But we're going to skip all the trivia of the names of families. And by the way, the most common name, family name in the earth is Smith. So, does commonality of names mean that because there's so many of them, it makes it right? No. By the name of Smith, nobody in the eternal, everlasting existence will live. You cannot enter heaven as a Smith. That is not the secret name, the name that was hid, the name that you will receive that no man knows. Now, when you get this name, you can tell everybody in the world about it, but nobody will believe you. He'll work the work in a day that he's among you, he said, that no man will believe, though you declare it. So you can declare the only name that's got salvation, and nobody will believe you. Only the few, straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and the few there be that find it. Broad is the way of these that proclaim these gods with fake, artificial, superficial, and so on, the names of blasphemy. Now, let me explain to you with the time that I have, and I must use this time for your sake, that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved. Now, I want to give you a scripture definition of one of the commandments most truly misunderstood in the Bible. Now, this commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. King James rendering.
Now, Lord is not a name. It's a title directing its appointments or pointing toward the distinction of someone that wears a name rather than a title. If I was to tell you I was going to baptize you in the name of the Father, and I performed the ritual of water baptism in the water, saying, Father, I have done something very, very confusing to you. And if you had the spiritual intellect to look into the aspect of the meaning of the word Father. Now remember, Father is not a name, it's a title. So if I told you I was going to baptize you in the Father's name and said Father rather than the name of the Father, let's say the Father Richard Smith, and I take you to the water and I say, I'm going to baptize this my brother in the name of the Father. Bury you, put you down, bring you up. And I haven't followed through the command or the wishes of the consignee, which has the name of the power. Let's say, for instance, that before Richard Smith could inherit $1 million of his father's wealth, he would have to acknowledge the Father's name and be baptized in it, and title would not be sufficient. In other words, that would not be the code word that would open the will and last testament of the man whose name that you must be baptized into to obtain the $1 million. You see what I'm talking about? This is an example of Matthew 28:19 when it says to be baptized in the name of the Father. Now the greatest, now listen to me well, the greatest sin upon the earth today that constitutes the greatest falling away is failure to use the name of the Father. I'm going to repeat that for you, for emphasis added to the seriousness that you cannot get to heaven out of the name. You may think you're going to heaven. You may think that you are okay. You may be told, you may be going to a church where the name that you worship in is an adoring, loving, kind, wonderful, glorious, magnanimous name. But if it doesn't have biblical connections to this scripture, now I'm going to give you the scripture. Listen to me. This scripture is in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. And if you will, let me lay a little gestalt, a foundation for you of leading up to this name, what Paul said. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm reading from the King James. We're going to take issue with the name of Jesus here as the correct name of salvation. Is the name Jesus. Now, I'm serious now. And I'm not trying to pull you out of something that you believe in. I'm just trying to give you information that you may see what you're in may not necessarily be the name that's got the salvation. Therefore, you could take the name of the Lord in vain. Remember, I told you the commandment we're going to focus on, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. Now, the word vain is Strong's number 07723. 7723 in your Hebrew Strong's. And the pronunciation is Asha. Thou shalt not Asha the name of Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh in vain. Let me repeat that for you now. Thou shalt not Asha the name of Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh in vain. The sacred four letters, Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. Put the vowels in there, Yah, Vay, then you've got the only name given under heaven to be saved in. Now, that's a serious statement for a preacher, a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist to make. Can I prove what I'm talking about? You see, these preachers that advocate another name, such as the name Jesus or the name Jehovah in the King James Bible, neither one of those names are bondified, certified, justified scripturally. I'm going to repeat that. And I know I'm hurting feelings and making you a little bit mad at me. I got to bring blood. Woe to the shepherd that fails to bring the blood. Ladies and gentlemen, I am bringing the blood, the guilt of the blood, through the name that the blood was shed in. You can't get one drop of that blood for salvational sake. You can't wash yourself, dip yourself, or apply it to your tongue, your mouth, your heart, or any place on the body to get salvation. The salvation must. Now, I want you to hear me well. I am so serious tonight that I tremble in fear of my message. The anointing of the Shekinah glory is upon me so strong tonight that I fear and quake for those who will put off or wait for the purpose or the opportunity to put him on. You see, when you hear the gospel, when you hear it, today if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Obey that form of doctrine delivered unto you, provable by 5,820, almost 6,000 times in what we call the covenant command, the Torah, and the major minor books of the what we call the Old Covenant, which there's nothing old about it, because the Bible said the law or the covenant was spiritual. So to get spiritual tonight, the Father introduced you through the schoolmaster, gave you his name, and told you to not take it in vain. Now, the word vain in the King James is so, it lacks so much integrity. That word there is wrong. What should be there, Pastor Buddy? Well, if you go to the Hebrew word Strong's meaning of 7722, it means ashav means desolation. Now listen to me well. Thou shalt not desolate the name of Yahweh. Thou shalt not leave the name of Yahweh out of your body. Your body shall not be empty of my name. You must wear the name of the family. And the whole family in heaven and earth, this is Philippians 2 and 9. Let this mind be in you, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Oh, yes. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God, the eternal creator, Yahweh, highly exalted him. Remember the Son said in John 5:43, I come in the Father's name. Do not forget to use this name. Do not let this name become desolate in your temple, your being, your in your mind or in your forehead. Dedicate yourself to this name above all names, who gave him a name and exalted him and gave him a name above every name in heaven. Gave him a name, listen to me well, this is why I'm so serious. The anointing of the Shekinah glory is upon my life tonight to declare unto you the whole counsel of the great magnanimous, magnificent, only name given whereby that you can be saved. This name, Yah, Hayah, means to be the cause of all that exists by this name, and the whole family in heaven and earth do not fail to put that name into your being. Do not become desolate. Do not take his name in desolation. Do not make it a desolate item of importance in your life. It's what the Father's reminding you to do. When you come before him, you must come before him in the name of the heavenly family. The Son said in John 5:43, I am come in my Father's name. If you knew what I am means, as I do in Hebrew, you would run and jump as fast as you can if you could find someone worthy that has not brought in emptiness, vanity, and falsehood, nothingness. You see, every name then becomes nothingness, emptiness, vanity, and desolation. You shall not treat the name of the Creator in such a manner. To do so would be very rude, and you shall pay the consequences, those that take his name in vain. Well, we've been taught to forget his name according to Jeremiah. Jeremiah. See, we've been taught and conditioned, even in the modern languages, to do away with the only name given that's got salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not emptiness of speech and lying and worthlessness of conduct. This is not vanity and vexation and emptiness and desolation. This name is above all name and the whole family. Oh my God. How I wish that I had an opportunity to stand before everyone that is listening to me tonight on WWCR 5070. The voice is going around the world. My voice is being carried through the wisdom of my Creator, who gave man the ability to distribute it, the name of Yahweh, throughout all the earth. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, this is the name that hasn't been distributed. This is the name that hasn't been preached. This is the name that's been set at naught of the builders, according to Matthew 21:42. Now, I'm going to repeat that. Matthew 21:42 says, and the Messiah was reminding the disciples that they would set apart or set aside and bring in other false names. And I marvel why that some of these preachers who pretend to be preachers are preaching for nothing but an airplane hangar and an airplane. And it's going to be plain air for them when the Messiah comes back. They're going to be empty, worthlessness, vanity, falsehood, and desolate. The house has become desolate because they refuse, fail to declare, preach, or to proclaim the name of Yahweh as a strong tower where the righteous, those who would come, those who would obey, if they had had a chance to hear, listen, or obey the word of Yahweh. I just wish I had a chance to look here right now tonight. I just wished if that could become a permissible word in my vocabulary for a lack of better one. I just would that Yahweh would grant me the power to stand before you right now and manifest in my flesh form in your presence and let you look at my face and look into my eyes as I proclaim the only name under heaven that has salvation, bar none. This is the only name. I'm going to tell you one more time. This is the only name given under heaven whereby you can be saved. And just because that they put the name of Jesus, Jesus, remember there was no J's in 1611. King James had never heard of Jesus. You may be preaching like trees are falling today, but King James didn't hear nothing about it. You may be proclaiming the King James, but in a sense, this name is empty, vanity, falsehood, emptiness, nothingness, vanity, lying of speech. And I could go on and on about that, but if you're in that name, and that's the only name that you've ever heard, that's the only name that you've ever had access to, then remember the covenant commandment, thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh in vain. If you will look at Strong's number, 7722, it says, in the sense of desolating. What is that? That means it's been set aside. That means that something has took its place. That means that other names have come in. And Paul said, after my departure, they shall be grievous wolves, come in among you, not sparing the flock. They shall bring in damnable heresy, names of blasphemy. I will repeat that. Satan was so upset with the Creator himself, who brought his body, his flesh body, the Creator created him a body, called himself the Son of Yah, the Son of God, as we would know it in the King James. And this eternal Creator, this King, this man that did not deserve to be treated like he was treated, when he brought the name, they rejected it. He said, if another comes in his own name, you'll receive it. Now, let me repeat this. Every name outside the name of Yahweh, the heavenly Hebrew name of the Father, 7,000 times in the Bible, properly transliterated into sound of all languages in the earth, and the sound did go out into all of you. See, you know, say, people say, well, Pastor Buddy, I've never heard that one. Well, the Bible said that the sound of that name went out into all the earth. And the Father himself said, is there a God beside me? Yea, I know not any. And so man has created many lords and many gods to replace the great, magnanimous, magnificent name of the eternal Creator in his four aspects of his divine covenant name with the vows of pride, Yahweh. This is the name that was set at naught of the builders. This is the name that has purchased salvation. And it's the heavenly family name. You want to get in it? Well, today's the day. If you hear his voice, and remember, only the sheep will hear his voice. And that's why that the Father would grant me that you could see my face tonight and see the expression of my seriousness, for I know that there will be plenty of people that hear me tonight that will come under condemnation, for it had been better for them not to hear this than to hear it and not seek them out, a preacher, pastor, evangelist, teacher, and repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Shekinah glory. the whole family is in this name. There's not a bunch of names. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, these names are not important. It doesn't really matter what you call him. God knows your heart. Why did he declare his name? Why did he say that the lying scribes had caused his people, Yahweh's people, to forget his name? Why did he talk about the lying preachers, these priests that would cause his people to forget his name? Why have you taken the name of Yahweh in vain? Why did he say, in vain you worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men? What was he talking about when he said in vain? That they would use every name except the name that they should. You say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, I just don't believe. I've heard you say this before about the Bible. Glory to God. I just don't believe that God would permit any man to change the holy word of God. Do you think that God has been in every translator that's ever picked up the pen? Don't you know that the Bible says that there is a lying pen in the hands of the scribes or the translators, and to beware of them that they add to or at least they take from? And that you should search out the scriptures and see if these things that they say are true. Compare, search daily, pray, fast. My sheep, he said, will hear my voice. I know tonight that I'm teaching or preaching or ministering to sheep. I know there's a lot of goats that's shaking their head right now. Well, you can just go ahead and shake your head, because in the day of judgment, you're going to be one of those that say, well, Lord, haven't I done many wonderful things in your name? And he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. So you can use your titles and your false names, but when it comes crunch time, if you don't have the name of the Heavenly Father in your forehead, and it's not Father, that's a title. I direct you and your attention to, if you're taking notes tonight, two very important scriptures for you to compare. That will be Revelations 13 and 1, where Satan used the names, plural, of blasphemy to deceive people. Oh, he had them worship. You see, devil wants you to worship. Cain was a worshiper, but he wanted to worship on his terms, on his conditions, with the wrong family name. Oh, yes. He was a tare. He was rejected. He was a briar. He would never be in the family tree. Only those who are bloodline kin to the Redeemer. I am the root and the offspring of David. He himself fathered a bloodline into the earth, and he called them sheep, and he said, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and they will love my name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, all the Christians that I have to preach to and teach to, they'll fight me on the name of God. But then they'll, when they get through, they'll shun down, speak a false name and say hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, if they knew the worthlessness of their conduct, their emptiness of speech, their lying, their nothingness, their vanity and falsehood, and their desolation by laying aside the only name given under heaven to be saved in, and adopting names of blasphemy, or you say, well, it's so popular, Pastor Buddy, and so many people, good people, believe in it and worship in it. Don't you ever read the Bible? Don't you know that the Bible said that Satan, using the names of blasphemy, don't care which one you use, just so you use it, and if it becomes proper, more power to Satan. That Satan would cause the people to worship a name of blasphemy, and the name of the beast, and the name of a false prophet would be 666. And this is a name. It's a name, ladies and gentlemen. A name of blasphemy. not a number, not something running out here to pin in your forehead, not a machine tattoo or a chip implant. I have gone over this so many times to tell you that you better get away from these shortwave fanatics that's going around the teacup hunting for the handle and don't even know where it's at theirself, and all that they're wanting for you to order their big Berkey or pretty perky or whatever they're advertising for sale. They're only on there to scare you into buying their products. And I've got nothing to sell to you tonight, but the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and I don't sell big Berkey. I sell the gospel, and the Bible said, buy it without price. This is free. If you would care to support, and those who are transformed, those who are illuminated, and those who have been immersed into the kingdom of heaven through the name of Yahweh and water baptism, yes, you gotta have it. Yes, there's no way around it. So what if I got killed in a car wreck? I called on the name of God. There are some things for you to do. Before you get killed in a car wreck, before you come down to death's door, before you meet your Waterloo, you better meet Yahweh in the water for you and take on this name and not take it in vain. You want to desolate the name? Leave it off. Therefore, you have taken the name of Yahweh in vain. He said, well, I thought it was cussing. Job cursed the day he was born, but he never cursed the name of Yahweh. You're cursing the name of Yahweh by taking it in vain and making it upon desolate by not using it or not learning of it. Did you know that the Bible said, come and taste of Him? Have you ever tried the name of Yah against the names that you've got in your mouth, the names of Baal that you've got in your mouth? Oh, they're so popular. Well, Baal, the god that Baal was using, the people that were using Baal, the Baals of the gods of fertility, the sexual union of gods back then, and the storm god, the Canaanite gods of Baal. These were the gods of fakery, the gods of substitute, the gods of popular intent and purposes to draw you away from the name of Yahweh, which is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Oh my, I just wish I had another hour and a half or 2 hours. If you see, if I was where you were in a private meeting with Pastor Buddy, this message would go on for 3 or 4 hours before we got to the end of the subject. You see, the half has not been told here, just like the Queen of Sheba. Did you know the Bible says that she came up to prove Solomon? You know, everybody said, well, she come up to see how smart Solomon was. She didn't do that. She didn't come up to see how rich he was. She was rich herself, and she was very smart. She came to hear, the Bible says it tells you exactly why that the Queen of Sheba came to visit Solomon. She came to inquire about the name of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Are you going to inquire, or are you going to set it naught? Are you going to set the name of Yahweh aside and make it a sense of desolation of 07722 and the Strong's, which is the Hebrew word for Asha? Emptiness, vanity, falsehood. Let me tell you that now. The taking the name of Yahweh in vain is falsehood. That means accepting substitutes. Vanity, meaning that you have become vain in your imagination, professing yourself to be wise because you go to the biggest church in town. That don't make you smart. Well, I know 40 scriptures. That don't make you intelligent. You got to rightly divide the word. You can't add to it and take from. There's only one system of authorization in the Bible, and that's rightly divided. And when you find it, you'll find a name that was set at naught with evidence of 7,000 supporting scriptures that will verify that the name of Yahweh indeed is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Oh, I pray for you. I plead for your soul. Father, in your loving, great, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh, open up the eyes and the ears. Rebuke the false prophets. This is the first time I've ever done this, and I feel very inclined by the Holy Spirit, the prompting of the fear of the Mighty One upon me, to rebuke the false prophets that know about the name of Yahweh and fail to use it or won't use it because of filthy lucre or losing their crowd of traditions that it's in a false name. You see, you have to take the leap into the true name, and to do so, you must renounce every false name. Father, by your power, I pray that every false prophet on the shortwave that is speaking against the name of Yahweh or teaching another name, no matter how popular it is, as they were in the days of Baal, when Elijah went up and proclaimed to them a challenge issued from the mouth of Elijah, whose God was Yah. And he proclaimed that if Baal be God, for the people to serve him. But if Yah was the eternal mighty one, that they should return to him. And the Bible says, when the fire came down in the name of Yahweh, that the people proclaimed, we will serve our Yah, and to him we will give our allegiance, and by him shall we swear, and we shall swear by his name. Do not take it in vain. Emptiness, desolation, falsehood, lying, oh, emptiness of speech. What if you call on a false name for a million times? It would still be emptiness of speech because, you see, if it doesn't exist, if all these gods that they proclaim and the names that they use, oh, but I can read it in the Bible, Pastor Buddy, doesn't make it worthy of being there. Let me repeat that. Just because you can read the name of Jesus in your Bible, the King James New Testament, you can't read it anywhere in the Old Testament, by the way. And did you know that the Bible says that Moses wrote of the Messiah that was to come into the New Testament? And when the New Testament Messiah came, he said, my Father sent me in his name. Now, what name do you believe that the Messiah came in? Are you going to bet your very soul's eternity and existence on a name that you can't prove just because it's popular and you don't want to change? But just because you don't want to argue with your wife, or the wife you don't want to argue with a husband or children, you don't want to argue with your parents. If you don't love Yahweh more than you love all these things that I just mentioned, and place the emphasis on the name. What's in a name? Salvation. And salvation is only in one name. Now, you got to choose which name that is. And I'll debate anybody in the continental that uses a King James Bible. I'll take the King James Bible itself and prove you that Jehovah and Jesus are both erroneous. I'm going to repeat that. I can take the King James Bible itself with the Strong's, the supplemental, informational, supplied by the Hebrew and the Greek, and prove to you that both names are erroneous and should have never been put in the King James Bible. The name that they left out, ladies and gentlemen, is the name that's got the salvational power. That's the name you need. That's the name you're going to have. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, if you're correct, and a lot of people is going to be wrong. Well, I can't help but be reminded, the Bible says that the Broadway has many people that are, see, the Broadway is a way that not many people turn back on. And I told you it's a turnpike. The way to heaven is a turnpike. You've got to turn away from all gods to walk on it. You've got to become clean and washed in the name of Yahweh. to walk on it. You've got to put down all lying, emptiness and vanity and falsehood, emptiness of speech and worthlessness of conduct and desolation to walk in the name of Yahweh. Are you ready tonight to put on the whole armor? If you are, I need to hear from you. You say, Pastor Buddy, you're just too scary and you're just too separatist and you are just a big troublemaker in my family. Ever since we've heard you, we've been torn all to pieces. We can't sleep at night and we just wish you'd go away. Well, I bless you in the name of Yahweh. I pray for your deliverance and I pray for your eyes to be opened with the eye save of the Holy Shekinah. I pray for the veil of darkness and opposition. You know, the Bible says that people can oppose themselves. You know who your worst enemy is here tonight? It's not all those out there that you're thinking has got you to see. It's you. See, you can make the change right now if you'll just come to the truth. And the only way is to get in the name. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a brother in Spain, and he'll probably listen to me. Over there, it's about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. He's probably listening in tonight, but he'll show wave. This brother got on a plane and flew from Spain to get baptized in the name of Yahweh. He happened to be one of those Israelite boys. He's a native Californian, but he lives in Spain. He spent $5,000 coming and going and supports the ministry. But he got the name. Here in the little Tennessee River, here in Claiborne County, Tennessee, where I live, Powell River. It's a Powell. You want a pal. You want someone to stick closer to you than a brother. You want the name that's got salvation. You want the name above every name. You've got to get the name that the blood was shed in. And that is the name of fullness. It's a name of joy. It's a name unspeakably full of glory. I mean, you just can't say it enough. Hallelujah. Next time you hear your local bell box preacher preaching about these other names, and then when he gets through or he wants to use an exclamation of expression, he'll say, Hallelujah. And when he did, he just gave glory with the Hebrew rendering of praise be to Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, but my time's all come and gone here tonight. Now it's past. And I've concluded tonight the 4-part series of Falling Away. I hope and trust that the Spirit will prompt you to order this valuable set of tapes. I believe it's one of the most important messages I preach for the last days in the Falling Away. And I told you, except the Falling Away come. Falling away from the things of the world and coming back to Yahweh is not a bad thing. The falling away says that the end will come. Now, the end of what? The end of desolation, the end of emptiness, the end of vanity. Because, you see, there's a new day coming. There's a new kingdom coming wherein everybody that is washed in the name of Yahweh shall endure to 1,000 generations. We shall eat and not be hungry. We shall run and not be tired. We shall rise up with the wings of an eagle because we love the fullness of the great name of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Hallelujah. Write me tonight. I need to hear from you. If you like these messages, the 4-part series of the falling away in the last days, get this series. If you have a friend that would need to hear this message, the 4th part of the message is, what's in a name? You need to hear this, and you need to pass it on to someone you love and you care about. And you need to rise up in the last days and take on the only name given that's got salvation. I can prove it's the name of Yahweh. It's not Jesus. It's not Jehovah. These are names that erroneously were put in by deceivers and deceptors. And the Bible says for you to watch and beware. Why would I give you a name that's provable 7,000 times and they can give you a name that's not provable? Why would you believe them rather than me? Why would you trust them to teach you something that you've heard all your life rather than a man that's brought a name to you that you'd never heard about? Well, the Bible says, I will bring a name to you that you've never heard. And it'll be a new name. This is the new name. It's not new in the sense that it's the oldest name. You see, the Father's never changed his name. You might have changed yours. You may devalue the name the Father don't. It's the only name given that you're going to have any salvation in. And I hope and trust and pray that you'll get my address tonight. Let me give it to you very slowly. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's two words, New Tazewell, N-E-W as in new, New Tazewell, T-A-Z-E-W-E-L-L, Tennessee, 10-37-8-24. Now, my telephone number, I'm live tonight. This is the 30th day of January 2005. We're live here tonight. This is the last Sunday night in the month, and we've concluded all month the four-part series of Falling Away. You don't want to miss it. You need to get it. Call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, next Sunday night, Pastor Buddy with a Shepherd's Call and those who support our ministry, Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack, and all the hosts that support us, the many people get on me for talking about tithes like it's a dirty word. You know, the only thing that's dirty about it reminds them to give money and support the ministry. A lot of them think that that the ministry has been done away and they ain't no prophets no more. Well, they don't believe the scripture that Paul wrote in the book of 1 Corinthians. There's five offices of the priesthood that is mentioned in the Bible. And there's nine spiritual gifts that follow the believer with the five signs. Praise Yahweh. So, if you'd like to send your tithes and offerings to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824, whatever you can send. You know, the New Testament says to give all you got. Tithing says give 10%. I'll let you make the choice. I'd rather that you believe in giving all you got rather than just sending me 10%. But I want to use it for the gospel. I want to spend it. And people that don't really have enough for their own families, support me and support people that support Pastor Buddy and those who give as the best they can. And the Father multiplies it with his blessings and sends this message out over the airwaves. God would bless you. I'll see you on down the road on the Shepherd's Call, praise Yahweh, next Sunday night for a new series. So you stay tuned, praise Yahweh.
Lift up rock. Thank you.